Exclusive: Cartel pressures Mexican government into releasing regional boss's son. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 16, 2023. One of Mexico's most violent drug cartels forced Mexico's government into releasing the son of one of its regional bosses. Cartel gunmen torched vehicles, set up blockades, and even clashed with authorities as they applied pressure to authorities. The tactic worked as Mexican authorities surrendered to the cartel's demands and released the detained cartel member. Officials did not attempt to arrest his father. The incident began earlier this week when Mexican authorities raided a CJNG property and seized several exotic animals, including some lion and panther cubs. On Wednesday, authorities called regional CJNG boss Heraclio Tiolaco Guerrero Martinez to ask for a meeting with him about the animals. Even though Guerrero Martinez is wanted in the U.S. on drug conspiracy charges, Mexican authorities simply questioned him about the animals and made no arrests in the case. Hours later, authorities arrested Guerrero's son, Ruben L. Laminas Guerrero, on a separate kidnapping charge. In response to the arrest, CJNG gunmen set off numerous blockades throughout Michoacán. The cartel members torched vehicles and even had shootouts with authorities. In addition to the cartel attacks, CJNG used a second tactic where politicians friendly to the criminal organization began pressuring government officials to get them to back off. In a video posted on her social media, Francisca Licia Ramirez, the mayor of Tanajuato, Michoacán, falsely claimed that police and soldiers were beating and assaulting women and children. Despite the violence raging in his state, Michoacán's Governor Alfredo Ramirez Bedolla continually claims that crime is decreasing under his watch. As Breitbart Texas reported, Ramirez Bedolla is the nephew of a cartel boss who is facing trial in a U.S. federal court. Todos los días trabajamos para garantizar la paz y la tranquilidad de las familias michoacanas. En ese sentido, con plena coordinación institucional en materia de seguridad, hemos conseguido una reducción de 29.43% en el delito de homicidio de enero a octubre, en comparación con pic.twitter.com/rf9xclj. Alfredo Ramirez Bedolla, at Hair Bedolla, November 15, 2023. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.